7:40 WSGW Thursday morning on the Morning Team Show on WSGW. You, thank you for being with your morning team of Dave and Pat and Charlie, and also with Saginaw Spirit Hockey, the Ontario Hockey League season back as it should be. Well, for the most part, scheduling still a little varied, but still we're getting a season where fans can be in the stands and showing up at Dow Event Center for the home games. And we know you're listening all the time, too, with WSGW's broadcast of Spirit Hockey. Listening to the voice of Spirit Hockey, Joey Botano is in studio for the update, along with a special guest, too, that we'll tell you about, associated with one of the games going on this weekend. Joey, good morning to you, sir.
Morning, Charlie.
Nice to have you in studio since
good
we last
back.
Talked. Spirit played a couple of games at home and home with Sarnia. Impressive win last Friday on the road at Sarnia. I mean, what, falling behind 2-0?
Yeah.
Coming back to tie the game, fell behind 3-2, and then boom. Exploded for 5 straight goals. What a nice night for Josh Bloom. Was that his first career hat trick?
Yeah, his first career multi-goal game and his first career hat trick all in the same game. So, he's one of those players that we talked about earlier on in the season where he only played probably, a handful of games or, he was most likely the odd man out at times in 2019-20 as a 16-year-old. And then, we come back now. And he's one of our go-to guys. That's kind of the theme of this league now. And, Josh Bloom's a hugely important player for us, and he had a heck of a week for sure.
And nice to have Tristan Lennis back in net as he was able to get his goaltending pads on again.
Yeah, obviously your goaltender is just a very important member of your team. And obviously having Tristan in the lineup is key. With that being said, though, Andrew Oak came in and did a really good job as well. So it was positives all around. You learn a lot about your team early on when you face a little bit of adversity. And I thought Lennox coming out for a couple of games, and the team was able to meet that adversity head on and still pick up a couple of victories while Tristan was out. And then, getting him back in the lineup. So I look at that as a positive overall, and the team responded well. And now, Tristan's got to kind of get his feet wet again, coming in early on and then going out for a few games. And now he's got to, come back in and, he'll be fine. He's an elite goaltender in this league, and he's going to be a future NHLer for sure.
Speaking of goaltending, as much as the Spirit had that impressive win on Friday, on Saturday at home, did everything to try to win the game.
Yeah, speaking of future NHL goaltenders.
For Sarnia, Spirit lose, but outshot Sarnia 38-14. If it wasn't for the Sting goaltender, wow, that was an impressive performance. You just got to say that.
Exactly. That's how I walked away from the game on Saturday night after calling it. Rosie and I were talking a little bit after the game, and that's one of those nights where you just tip your hat to the other team. And, if that game's 65 minutes instead of 60, we probably win. I mean, that's how, on top of them we were through the final. It was beyond 40 minutes. I mean, literally the last 47 minutes of the game, Sarnia barely touched the puck.
Yeah.
But, that happens. And to not come out of that game with a point, it stings. It's a good lesson, no pun intended, sorry, it's a good lesson, though, for our guys that this is why you start on time every night. This is why you play from the opening faceoff and you don't chase the game, because you can run into nights like that where you're doing everything right and the puck just won't go in. And if you didn't start on time, you'll run out of time. If you would have started on time and had a good couple first shifts, that's, again, we go down early in that game, 1-0. If the start could have been a little better, who knows? So that's what I think that everybody took out of that game after talking to Chris Lazar in the post-game show. Art interviewed him in the post-game show, and that was kind of the way the coaching staff left it. Everyone was happy with the way the team played. It's just, now we got to start on time and do that from the opening puck drop.
This weekend, we've got 3, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Friday's going to be fun because it's another time that Flint and Saginaw battle. Going to be in Flint on Friday night. Yeah. Already played twice this year in the Spirit so far. 2-0 so far against the Firebirds.
Yeah, for lack of a better term, I don't want to. It sounds a little cocky to say this, but Saginaw has had their number a little bit, and this goes now over the few years because Flint's played well against other opponents. They haven't played particularly well against Saginaw, and the Spirit have And that's not to take anything away from the Spirit. They've played well against Flint. They've dominated in their building. They've won the last 9 straight in that building, and they've come away with points in 13 consecutive games in that building. So for Flint, they're coming off a win against London, who was previously undefeated. They're now in the honorable mention for a CHL top 10. So Flint's on their way up. This is a big game coming up Friday night. They're going to try to make a statement here that, you know, they're in this. It's going to be a rivalry again, and that they're going to come up with a few wins against Saginaw. And for the Spirit, they're just trying to maintain what they've done against Flint now for the last 3-4 seasons, and that's pretty much dominate the rivalry. So again, it's always a good game. It's great to see the fans travel back and forth, and I believe we'll see that again on Friday night. Really, this is a 3-3 when you think about it, or a 3 home game situation, because it's so close Friday night. Most of our fans are traveling to Flint. It's great to see, and then we have 2 home games coming up this weekend. So
yeah, and let's talk about Saturday night. It's one of those special nights, and that actually associates with a guest that you have brought into studio this morning. What's happening Saturday night, Joey?
Yeah, so Saturday night is our military appreciation night. And, of course, today, Veterans Day, I brought along our veteran, Mr. Tony Bosco, who's with Bay City Elks Lodge. He's a volunteer representative for them. And he's also a chaplain at the Bay City Lodge and state trustee for the Michigan Elks Association. So, with that being said,
Tony, welcome.
Hi, Charlie. How are you doing?
We're doing great. Thank you very much.
Yeah, just a couple thoughts. We have 900,000 members and 2,000 lodges nationwide. And we have a special relationship with veterans. We have a motto that says, so long as there are veterans, the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks will never forget them. So we have an elk assigned to almost every hospital, VA hospital in the country. And that person provides funding and service to the veterans in the hospital. For example, wintertime rolls around, they usually need sweatpants, sweatshirts, so we'll pick up maybe 50 or 100 and donate them to the hospital for the vets. And also the vets in 1777 invented Flag Day on June 14th, and the country picked it up in 1907, but we were responsible for Flag Day ceremonies. So.
And this is one of those times where some recognition, every day should be a time that veterans are recognized, but when you have Veterans Day, obviously, or an event like this Saturday Night with the Spirit, it's a chance to have people recognize what you do beyond just the service that's already been done for the country.
Yeah. One of the exciting things is that we have these camel jerseys, and I've seen this year's jersey, and it's really cool. And we work with the Spirit on those and raffle them off at after the game. Some of them go for 200, some of them go for 800. And then we share the profit on that between the Spirit and the Elks, and we donate it back to veterans groups, so on and so forth. So it's become almost a deal with these shirts. With these, some guys have 20 or 25 of them. They'll buy one every year.
And for the game Saturday, while there's regular tickets being sold,
sure,
to Joe, there's also a special ticket, too, that can be purchased as well.
Yeah, so it's actually $2 cheaper than our upper-level ticket. It's a $15 fundraiser ticket, and for each fundraiser ticket purchase, $5 will be going back directly to the Bay City Elks Lodge 88. So the information on that is, of course, it's available at the Saginaw Spirit store until day of game. SaginawSpirit.net/group sales is the website. Military 2021, and the password is Spirit, and then you'll be able to purchase a $15 fundraiser ticket. And also worth noting, courtesy of NetSource One, Cosley Trucking, and the Great Lakes Bay Veterans Coalition, we are offering complimentary tickets Saturday night to all active military and veterans with their military ID.
Well, that's fantastic. And Tony, you're going to be at the game?
I'll be there, yeah. We're bringing a couple of legislators into the game to pin the Vietnam veterans' 50-year pin. So there'll be a couple of heavyweights in the stadium.
Well, you're the real heavyweight, Tony. That's Saturday night for Military Appreciation night. Joe, you should make reference to, because Sunday's also another game, and it's also another special night chance for the youngsters who are into robotics.
Yeah, it's kind of neat. Like, this is the fourth time we've done a robotics night. Hemlock Semiconductor is our sponsor on that, and we've partnered with local high school, and I guess there's even an elementary school this year for robotics night, which is kind of awesome to see. Like, I remember when I was in school, we didn't have robotics teams until I was in high school, for sure. Now we're seeing elementary schools with robotics teams, so it's kind of neat. And the coolest thing about robotics night is always that opening ceremony when the robot actually drops the puck. So this is a pretty unique night. It's a fun night. It's cool to see this side of the game and getting some, you know, it's just different. It's not something that usually associates with hockey, so it's kind of neat to have the robotics teams in and kind of talk about their process and how they compete. And obviously at the end of the day, that's what we're all doing there, and with the hockey team and the robotics teams and all that, we're all competing. It's just in a little bit different fashion, so it's a pretty neat game. And that's on Sunday at 5:30, puck drop for robotics night.
All right, so Flint Friday on the road, Sarnia at home for military appreciation night on Saturday, Kitchener at home on Sunday, robotics night. All information available too, of course, always at SaginawSpirit.com. Joy, we appreciate you coming in. And Tony, again, thank you, and for your service, too, for coming in this morning.
Thank you.